I don't have to convince you that life can get really hard. Some people seem to have more than their fair share of adversity. Do you know someone like that? Someone who can never catch a break? I've had times when I felt that way. Once, when I was in a one thing after another season, I heard a pastor say something I'll never forget. I hope his words encourage you like they did me, especially if you can't catch a break right now. He said, we don't have to live under the circumstances. We might be in bad circumstances, but we can rise above them. The Bible tells us to give thanks in all circumstances. Gratitude can help us rise above our circumstances. Today, we're going to declare together that prayer and praise can loosen chains. Chains of heartache, chains of regret, chains of unbelief, whatever binds you and holds you under your circumstances can be loosened with prayer and praise. I'm going to share a remarkable story from the book of Acts that illustrates the power of prayer and praise to set people free. You'll discover praising God is not contingent on our circumstances. Praying and singing to God around unbelievers is a powerful witness, and practical ways to incorporate worship into your daily routine. I'm also going to share my tried and true secret to overcoming adversity, so I hope you'll stay with me. Welcome to Believe and Speak. I'm Shauna Marie Bryant, and I am honored that you're here. Each week, I read a Bible verse or two, and I give you a declaration that I invite you to repeat with me, because the Bible says the tongue has the power of life and death. I'm here to empower your tongue with truth. Today, we're going to look into Acts 16, 23 to 26 for an amazing story demonstrating the power of worship to transform lives. I'm going to read from the New International Version. After Paul and Silas had been severely flogged, they were thrown into prison, and the jailer was commanded to guard them carefully. When he received these orders, he put them in the inner cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight, they were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open and everyone's chains came loose. Wouldn't that have been something to see? This story proves our declaration isn't just a metaphor. Prayer and praise can loosen chains, literally. Now, you and I might not see literal chains fall off like Paul and Silas did, but the chains that bind us to our pain and regret can be loosened when we pray and praise God. That's why we believe and speak truth when we declare prayer and praise can loosen chains. Somebody needs to say that really loud with me right now. Prayer and praise can loosen chains. If anyone has the right to say they've had more than their fair share of hardship, it's Paul. In 2 Corinthians, he gives a long list of all the horrible things that he went through, including being left for dead. And yet Paul models incredible resiliency in the face of adversity. Today, I'm going to draw out three important points to learn from his prison stay with Silas. Now, they've been beaten, shackled, and thrown into the deepest part of the prison, not because they'd done something wrong, but because they were preaching the gospel. The first thing we learn from this story is to make the most of sleepless nights. The first part of Acts 16:25 says, about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. I'm guessing they were in too much pain from their beating to sleep, but they didn't lie there begging for sleep to come. Instead, they prayed and sang. When I have trouble falling asleep, or if I wake up in the middle of the night and sleep won't come, I whisper into the darkness, God, how do you want me to pray right now? a thought or a name will come to mind, and I'll pray almost every time that happens. As soon as I'm done praying, I fall asleep. I know that people have done that for me. Last month marked 29 years since my son Sam was born. I found out soon after his birth that he had a chromosomal disorder and would die in a matter of days. How could I sleep when every minute might be my last with my son? 2 days later, I was exhausted. Lying awake in the hospital, I saw the big old clock on the wall said 3 a.m. and I remembered feeding my daughter at 3 a.m. in the hospital after she was born. But Sam was being tube-fed by the nurses rather than cuddling with me. In the midst of that despair, a peaceful presence suddenly came over me, and I felt rocked to sleep with an assurance that everything was going to be all right. 3 months later, a woman from my church told me about something strange that had happened to her during my hospital stay. She had been jolted awake and prompted by an urgent need to get on her knees and pray for me. She did, and she wondered if I knew why she was compelled to pray that particular night at exactly 3 a.m. With tears in my eyes, I told her how God had answered her prayers. I hope my middle-of-the-night prayers minister to people like her prayer comforted me. Your prayers can do the same thing, my friend. Make the most of sleepless nights by praying. And if you can, try singing hymns like Paul and Silas did. Miracles happen when we do. To make my next point, I'm going to read all of Acts 16, verse 25. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Paul and Silas weren't the only ones who couldn't sleep. The other prisoners, though, didn't shout at them to be quiet. They were listening. We don't know much about those prisoners, but based on why Paul and Silas were thrown into jail, there's a good chance that those other prisoners had never heard the gospel, and they were listening. Unbelievers are listening to you too. We don't have to live under our circumstances. We can rise above them. When we praise God in spite of our circumstances, people notice. I love David's commitment to praise God no matter what. No matter what was going on in his life, because he wrote about it in Psalm 34. He said, "I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips." At all times doesn't mean he praised God 24/7, ending every single sentence with "Praise the Lord." All times means that David praised the Lord in good times and bad times. He even praised God in so-so times. Paul's circumstances had nothing to do with why praises were on his lips. Interestingly, the word praise used here in Psalm 34 is the Hebrew word tehillah, which means a song or hymn of praise. David used a word that specifically meant to praise God the way Paul and Silas praised in prison. If you and I can sing praises when things aren't going our way, people will listen and they'll wonder how you can be so free. In spite of your circumstances, they'll wonder what on earth is going on. Prayer and praise can loosen chains. Will you say that with me? Prayer and praise can loosen chains. If adversity has taken the song out of your mouth and the praise off your lips, I understand, and I have nothing but grace for you. I can testify to times in my life when the only prayer that I could pray was the Lord's Prayer. And the closest I got to singing praises was turning on worship music and mouthing the words. But here's what I know. Unbelievers are listening. And when they see how well we handle adversity, they want to know how we do it. which opens the door for us to tell them about the Prince of Peace who comforts us and fills us with peace that surpasses human understanding. Now, I have one more point to make for you from Acts chapter 16, but first I'd like to ask a favor of you. Would you please tap or click on that like button and also share this with a friend? If you haven't subscribed, I hope that you will, and also turn on the notifications by tapping or clicking the bell. Thank you so much. All right, let's jump back into what happened at midnight when Paul and Silas were praying and singing and the prisoners were listening. Acts 16:26 says, "Suddenly there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open and everyone's chains came loose." Talk about God showing up in response to prayer. The next thing you know, Paul preached the gospel to the jailer, and his entire household got saved that day. Now, we can rejoice over the good news at the end of this story and easily skim over the horrible situation in that prison. Paul and Silas had been stripped and beaten. They didn't know their fate. They could have died in that prison, but they prayed and sang, and God answered. They didn't gloss over their situation. They lived it, which leads me to my final point. Worship is simple, but not always easy. Worship really is simple. Acknowledge the goodness of God. Open up the book of Psalms and read the praises out loud. Turn on your favorite worship music and sing along. Pray the Lord's Prayer if you have no words of your own. Worship is simple, but that doesn't mean it's easy. Kind of like weight loss, right? All you got to do is burn more calories than you eat. Simple, right? But not easy. I hope you hear my heart. Facing adversity with a song is as counterintuitive as it gets. I know it's not easy. I promised to share my tried and true secret for overcoming adversity. Here's what I do. I read scripture aloud while listening to worship music. Now, one of my go-to scriptures is Psalm 34. I promise you, reading all 22 verses of Psalm 34 out loud will loosen the chains of despair. As I make my way through that beautiful psalm, I pause to pray for personal needs that come to mind as I read. And while I am praying that scripture, I listen to worship music with lyrics that infuse me with hope, whatever my favorite one is at the time. And I promise you, it works for me. I know that it'll help. It'll bring hope if you give it a try. I hope you will. It will help you overcome adversity too. I know from my seasons of having more than my fair share of hardship that worship is simple, but not always easy. But I'll tell you what, the peace of the Lord that comes over us when we worship makes the effort so worth it. James 4:8 says, "Come near to God and he will come near to you." God's presence brings love, joy, and peace. He will help you rise above your circumstances. So draw near to him with your prayers and your songs of praise. Now, I'm going to pray right now that you believe and speak this Bible-based truth. Prayer and praise can loosen chains, and that you have the strength to actually do it. Let's pray. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for the example of Paul and Silas in that prison. Lord God, we know that sometimes we just don't have a song in our heart or words of praise on our lips. And I pray that in those times, Father, you would call to mind scripture or maybe even the one I recommended, Psalm 34, that as we begin to speak that out, Lord, you have promised that you enthrone yourself in the praises of your people. And so as we begin to praise you, you will draw near whether we feel it or not, Lord, because you are faithful to keep every promise you've made, and you have promised that you will draw near to us as we draw near to you. I remember, Lord God, when I was in the hospital and visiting with Sam after I'd been discharged, but he was still there, Lord, that the nurses talked about me. They could not believe, and I had no idea, because all I felt was pain. And yet they saw you. They saw the strength and the peace that you gave me. And so, Lord, I know by grace you can do it for anyone who loves you and draws near to you. So, God, I pray that you would even now give them a song that they could look for on their digital, whatever they use, Spotify, Apple Music, and turn it on, God, and begin to say, this is who you are. I will stand on it because you are unchanging and you are a promise keeper. So, God, thank you. Thank you that we don't have to live under our circumstances. You, God, can help us rise above them because of Jesus and all he's done and the power of your Holy Spirit that lives within us as believers. And I thank you. I thank you for the gift you have given us of eternal life and hope in this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to thank you so much and just let you know I appreciate you. I would love to hear from you. Would you leave me a comment about maybe what praise music lifts you up when you're in a hard place? And please do click or tap the like button and be sure to subscribe and turn on notifications. It helps me so much. And if you'd like more encouragement while going through a difficult season, I recommend watching How to Keep from Losing Hope. It includes a Bible-based prayer that you can pray when it's hard to find the words yourself. All you got to do is click the thumbnail that you'll see on the right. Remember, people are listening to you. Your tongue has power. Use it for good.